This is Audible.
Time Warner Audiobooks presents The Perricone Promise, written by Dr. Nicholas Perricone and read by Lloyd Scher, with a special introduction by the author.
Writing The Perricone Promise has been a great joy for me, because it has allowed me to introduce the latest breakthrough in fighting the cause of aging and age-related diseases, peptides and neuropeptides. My goal is not to introduce you to some wonder drug, but rather to enable you to take control of your body and the rate at which it is aging, and actually help you put on the brakes. In The Perricone Promise, I introduce powerful peptides and neuropeptides formulated into various products that have significant anti-inflammatory benefits at the cellular level. These are very exciting substances that work as functional foods, as nutritional supplements, and as topical anti-aging therapies. Neuropeptides, peptides, foods, and supplements provide energy to the cells, helping them to function at optimum levels to keep you healthy and active well into middle age and beyond. The Perricone Promise is my promise to you that these tools will deliver a rejuvenated face and body in as little as 28 days. How can I make this claim? It's easy. Because all these foods, supplements, peptides, and neuropeptides, including the topical formulations, are physiologic. That is, they enable the body to utilize all their benefits. How? Because they work with the body and not against it to accomplish their goals. The Perricone Promise recommendations work synergistically, both internally and externally, to restore that youthful glow to your skin and vigor and vitality to your body, and the benefits keep increasing over time. Moreover, our bodies do not develop resistance or immunity to the effects of these superfoods, neuropeptide technologies, powerful anti-inflammatory supplements, and topical treatments. You will start to see immediate benefits in as little as 3 days, with significant changes to face and body, highly visible after the 28-day program. The longer you follow the program, the greater the physical and mental benefits. And that's my promise to you.
To get the full value of this audio program, you will need to see the printed instructions for the 28-day Perricone program. You can download a PDF of that program at no charge at audible.com/28-day. That's the numbers 28 followed by the word day. audible.com/28-day.
Part 1. Explaining the Promise. We are on the threshold of a revolution that can reverse the signs of aging. By following just 3 simple steps, you can start reaping these benefits today. The Wrinkle Cure and the Perricone Prescription introduce the inflammation-aging connection. The concept that inflammation at the cellular level is the single most powerful cause of the signs of aging. That's not to mention the correlation between inflammation and such chronic diseases as arthritis, diabetes, Alzheimer's, cancer, and strokes. The extensive research and the resulting solutions still hold true today. The research could have ended there, but there was more to learn. If inflammation was at the root of aging, something deeper must be able to mediate that inflammation. That something deeper turns out to be the biggest breakthrough in anti-aging medicine in years. Protein-like substances in our bodies, called peptides and neuropeptides. Peptides are compounds consisting of 2 or more amino acids chained together by what is called a peptide bond. Neuropeptides are peptides released by brain cells as intercellular messengers. Some neuropeptides function as neurotransmitters, and others function as hormones. Peptides and neuropeptides, like many substances in our bodies, such as cholesterol, can work both for and against us. The good news is that by following the program in the Perricone Promise, you can dramatically increase the positive effects of anti-inflammatory peptides and neuropeptides and greatly decrease their negative influences. As a result, you will experience dramatic changes not only in the way you look, but also in the way you feel. In just 28 days, you can erase what seems like 10 years from your face and body, by following 3 key areas: diet, supplements, and topicals. But the Perricone Promise is not just about the way you look. By following this simple program, you can rejuvenate not only your skin, but also your brain, your emotional state, and your overall health. For those of you who may not be familiar with the inflammation-aging connection, here is a quick review. Inflammation exists as a spectrum, ranging from the highly visible, such as bright red sunburn, to the invisible. It is this invisible inflammation that I'm referring to when I use the term inflammation. You can't see it, and you can't feel it. This invisible inflammation exists in all of our cells and is responsible for their eventual breakdown. It is responsible for the aging process that gives us wrinkled, sagging skin, as well as age-related diseases as diverse as Alzheimer's, diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, and the autoimmune diseases. Simply put, if we want to decrease our risk for age-related diseases and decelerate the aging process, then we need to control inflammation. And we can do that best by controlling two essential lifestyle elements, diet and stress. There are many causes of the inflammation-aging process, but the primary cause is diet. Foods that we eat can either be pro-inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. Pro-inflammatory foods are those that cause a rapid rise in blood sugar, resulting in the release of insulin into the bloodstream. The chief culprits in the pro-inflammatory arena are sugar and foods that quickly convert to sugar in the bloodstream, such as potatoes, breads, pastries, juice, chips, and rice cakes. Even worse, from a dermatological point of view, is that sugar can permanently attach to the collagen present in our skin and other parts of our body through a process known as glycation. Where the sugar attaches, there is a little mechanism creating inflammation, and that attachment becomes a source of inflammation in its own right. But it's not only glycation of the skin we have to worry about. The overconsumption of sugar produces stiff sugar protein bonds, which accumulate throughout our bodies as we get older. The sugar or glucose molecule glues itself to our collagen, as well as to our veins, arteries, ligaments, bones, even our brains. We then suffer from stiff joints, hardened arteries, failing organs. Basically, sugar contributes to the deterioration of every bodily function. It's easy to see why we must avoid foods that cause elevated levels of sugar. The Pericone Promise provides many excellent food choices that will prevent this age-accelerating dietary inflammation. A second very important mediator of inflammation is stress. There are two kinds of stress, physical and psychic, and both cause inflammation. Physical stress can be caused by trauma, wounds, even the stretching of the skin from normal gravity. Mental or psychic stress can be just as detrimental as physical stress. When you are stressed, you produce neuropeptides that exert a negative effect on your brain by triggering the production of cortisol, a hormone that can have dire consequences for your health when produced in large amounts. The more stress you're under, the greater the amount of cortisol produced. These stress-related neuropeptides and hormones also send messages to the immune system, effectively shutting it down. And that's not all. The same neuropeptides send signals directly to the skin and produce an inflammatory response. The more stress you have in your life, the greater the chance that inflammation will occur somewhere in or on your body. Luckily, the two major causes of inflammation, diet and stress, are also the most controllable. In the Pericone Promise, you will discover a variety of strategies to suppress the release of pro-inflammatory neuropeptides, the bad guys, while encouraging the production of anti-inflammatory neuropeptides, the good guys. There is a vast, intricate, and highly efficient communications network of peptide and neuropeptide messengers circulating throughout our bodies, whose complexity far exceeds our most sophisticated technology. These messengers are extremely important. They have taught us that it is not just the major neurotransmitters such as serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine that control our moods and our brain. We now know that there is a fine tuning performed by neurotransmitters and an even finer tuning performed by neuropeptides. We also know that this vast intracellular network, made up of the endocrine and nervous systems, controls the rate at which our brain, skin, and organ systems age. That's what makes the Pericone Promise so exciting. Once we know the cause of something, we can design a therapeutic intervention. Of course, we can't cure aging. As with most other degenerative diseases, however, we can do everything in our power to slow down its destructive effects. That's what you're doing by following the three-step program. You're utilizing every tool available to combat your body's enemies. As we grow older, secretion of many hormones declines, and their effectiveness is reduced because the cellular receptors that accept individual hormones become less responsive. Unfortunately, the ones that decline are the youth hormones, such as growth hormones and sex steroids, while the death hormones, like cortisol and insulin, continue to rise. In addition, ubiquitous endocrine disruptors can bind to target cells' receptors and block hormones from gaining entry. As stress levels increase, levels of the death hormones also increase, causing system-wide damage with results like emotional chaos, memory loss, weight gain, and of course, inflammation throughout the body. One of the ways the body counteracts the damage done by stress hormones and human behavioral factors is by repairing the immune system. Tucked behind the sternum between the lungs is the thymus, the master gland and mighty mouse of the immune system. Small though it is, we cannot talk about the overall health of the body under stressful conditions or otherwise without discussing the thymus. The thymus gland produces thymic peptides and thymic hormones. Thymic peptides are directly responsible for the maturation of T cells, white blood cells activated by the thymus that play a major role in the body's immune response. They also directly influence other immune functions, such as antibody production. Finally, they are fundamental to the integration and proper interaction among the immune, endocrine, and central nervous systems. It is the thymus gland that, like a thermostat, controls the immune system. Not only do thymic peptides enhance immunity, but they also slow and even reverse the process of organ aging. The knowledge that thymic peptides directly influence immune function led scientists to ask how they could be extracted and used to treat immune system problems. Numerous animal tests and a limited number of clinical trials have produced highly positive results and persuaded most medical researchers that thymus extracts possess real potential for treating a wide range of conditions. Autoimmune conditions, cancers, chronic infections, cornea damage, hepatitis B and other liver conditions, herpes simplex and zoster, immunodeficiency conditions such as AIDS, inflammatory skin diseases, post-surgical infections, and respiratory infections. They can also accelerate wound healing and have shown promise as agents to enhance the effectiveness of anti-cancer radiation and chemotherapy and decrease their adverse side effects. Because in essence a wrinkle can be considered a wound, it was natural to explore the amazing wound healing properties of the thymic peptides and their use in reversing many of the signs of aging. The results have generally been very encouraging, regardless of whether the thymus extracts were administered orally or by injection. Thymic peptides in particular show great promise in stimulating the immune system, in wound healing, and in providing multiple disease-preventing and anti-aging benefits. The bad news is that chemicals in the body, whether they are neuropeptides, peptides, neurotransmitters, or hormones, can produce dual effects, some positive and some negative. Consider, for example, the hormone estrogen. Estrogen helps keep our skin healthy and supple, and our bones strong. However, an excess of estrogen may be a contributing factor in PMS, whose symptoms can range from body aches and fluid retention to migraine headaches and fatigue, from irritability and mood swings to suicidal and homicidal thoughts and actions. This is also true of neuropeptides and peptides, which can exert either an anti-inflammatory or a pro-inflammatory effect on the body. One such neuropeptide in particular, known as substance P, exists in various organs in our body and plays a significant role in many mental and physical functions. On the positive side, substance P helps widen blood vessels and tighten the intestines and other smooth muscles. It also plays a part in the release of saliva and urine. On the negative side, substance P-triggered inflammation in the skin makes us wrinkled and gives us acne. Even worse, substance P has a direct link to such seemingly unrelated chronic progressive concerns as aging, depression, obesity, alcoholism, and pain. Substance P was discovered around 1930. At the time, scientists had no idea what it did. Eventually, they learned that substance P is involved in the transmission of pain impulses. In fact, it was discovered that substance P creates sort of a chronic pain delivery system that travels from the spinal cord to the brain. Substance P is also released by certain nerve endings in the skin, so that when the skin is traumatized, substance P is released, and that's when you feel the pain. When substance P is released into your skin, it not only delivers pain signals, but also creates an inflammatory cascade throughout the body. Let's look at how substance P's brain-pain continuum causes vital brain cells to go haywire. Substance P is synthesized and released in many organ systems, including the brain. The release of substance P in the brain cannot cause physical pain. This is because the brain has no pain receptors in it at all. In fact, surgery can be performed on the brain without anesthesia. However, what it does cause is psychic pain. This psychic or mental pain is manifested as anxiety and depression. Scientists have administered substance P to volunteers so that brain levels of this neuropeptide increased above normal. These volunteers reported feelings of anxiety and depression very soon after the neuropeptide was administered. Substance P is involved with the perceptions of both pleasure and pain. Studies have shown that if you reduce substance P, you reduce the stress that's linked to pain. If you reduce the stress, you reduce the inflammation. If you reduce the inflammation, you decelerate the aging process. But there's more. Studies conducted by Stephen P. Hunt of University College London showed that substance P is found in parts of the brain associated with the motivational properties of comforting rewards, such as food and recreational drugs. Reduce the substance P, and you reduce the cravings for the kinds of rewards that destroy our health, create emotional chaos, and make us look and feel years older than we should. When substance P is released, it is accompanied by additional amino acids, such as glutamate and aspartate, which result in a state known as excitotoxicity. Glutamate, a neurotransmitter, is essential for learning and both short-term and long-term memory. Glutamate normally exists in extracellular fluid in very, very small concentrations. When these concentrations begin to rise, our brain cells begin to fire abnormally. At higher concentrations, the cells undergo the specialized process of cell death, known as excitotoxicity. That is, they are excited to death. The deaths of these cells can cause a variety of neurodegenerative disorders, including ALS and Alzheimer's disease. It is now known that when substance P, which can cause depression, is released along with glutamate, the resulting excitotoxicity has additional negative effects on our brain cells. The overexcitement of the neurons, combined with the depression, ultimately results not only in the death of the brain cells, but also in the actual shrinking of our brain. When we are mentally stressed, whether it is from an argument with our spouse or worry about our financial situation, substance P is released in the brain, with potentially disastrous effects. And now for the good news. With all this talk about the harmful effects of that insidious villain, substance P, by now you must be thinking, what's a body to do? That's what the rest of this audiobook is all about. There is research currently going on, and some specific steps you can take to reduce the negative effects of substance P. We now know that traditional antidepressants can decrease excitotoxicity caused by substance P. Recently, several nutrients have been found that significantly reduce excitotoxicity, including pycnogenol, acetyl-L-carnitine, and combinations of coenzyme Q10 and niacinamide. Preliminary experiments using natural substance P blockers in the brain resulted in a marked calming of anxiety without having to resort to the current crop of tranquilizers and their resultant side effects. Other clinical trials using substance P blockers are also promising in terms of alleviating depression. Substance P blockers appear to be more effective in some cases of depression than traditional antidepressants such as Prozac and Paxil. Scientists are now conducting several studies using chemicals that have been found to block or suppress high levels of substance P. One of these blockers is currently in use, capsaicin, the ingredient in hot peppers that makes them hot. High levels of stress increase production of harmful hormones and neuropeptides, including substance P. To counteract these high levels, you need to find ways of counteracting the stress, which is, after all, impossible to avoid completely. Try instituting a program of moderate exercise. Exercise of almost any kind has a powerful, positive, anti-inflammatory effect on all your cells. And exercise is a wonderful tension reliever. Just remember, moderation is the key. Exercise that is too strenuous will have a pro-inflammatory effect on the body. You should also reserve time during the day for quiet and meditation. A good time is right before going to bed. Scientists are also looking into ways to boost the production of neuropeptide Y, sometimes called the calm and courageous peptide. When neuropeptide Y is released in the brain, it inhibits anxiety and depression, and can also increase appetite and improve the memory. Neuropeptide Y's other effects on the body are the constriction of blood vessels, the regulation of body temperature and blood pressure, and control of the release of the sex hormones. Obviously, neuropeptide Y has the opposite effect of substance P, whose elevated levels contribute to anxiety, depression, fear, and nervousness. The good news is that the same elements that suppress levels of substance P also elevate levels of neuropeptide Y. Because we all need to be super soldiers to cope with life in today's world, the Pericone Promise will provide strategies to help us maintain elevated levels of neuropeptide Y while suppressing excess levels of substance P. Some secrets have already been unlocked and are the basis of the Pericone Promise 28-day program, which can be accessed on your computer from this audiobook's second CD. Next, you'll learn exciting new discoveries about food, supplements, and topical creams that will help you look younger and live healthier for many years to come. Part 2. The 3 Steps: Foods, Supplements, and Topicals. The Pericone Promise goes deeper than ever before into the very root of the inflammation process, the role the peptides and neuropeptides play. The Promise concentrates on whole-body anti-aging. It's not just about looking younger, but also about living longer. The way to target these peptides and neuropeptides, reduce their negative effects, and boost their positive powers is to aim at them from every angle possible, from the outside in and from the inside out. It starts, of course, with food. How you age depends on what you eat. The foods you consume can work to inhibit inflammation, or they can promote it. It's a very convenient coincidence that health-promoting capacity follows color, and it stems from a serendipitous circumstance. Plant pigments don't just add color to fruits, vegetables, and certain seafood. They also serve as the top dietary sources of disease-preventive phytonutrients and anti-aging, anti-inflammatory antioxidants. Mother Nature makes it easy to choose her most healthful fare. Simply favor the most vivid and deeply colored artist's palette of plant and seafoods. To fulfill the Pericone Promise, enjoy as many of these foods as possible to obtain their full spectrum of age and wrinkle-fighting properties. So what exactly are phytonutrients? Quite simply, phyto means plant. Therefore, a phytonutrient is a nutrient derived from a plant. Most phytonutrients are powerful antioxidants, which are nature's anti-inflammatory agents. And as Time magazine stated in February 2004, the richer in color, the better, since colorful plants tend to have the most antioxidants, good for mopping up free radicals produced during inflammation. It is both validating and encouraging to see mainstream media such as Time magazine acknowledge what I have long taught, that hidden inflammation is at the basis of many of the diseases associated with aging. One of our best defenses against this hidden enemy is a diet rich in foods with anti-inflammatory phytonutrients, primarily colorful fruits and vegetables, as well as nuts, seeds, beans, and other legumes. It makes sense to eat as wide a variety of plant foods as possible in order to achieve optimum phytonutrient protection against such avoidable degenerative conditions as heart disease, osteoporosis, arthritis, and wrinkled, sagging skin. Researchers have identified almost 2,000 different phytonutrient pigments in plant foods, many of which are antioxidants. Future research may tell us which foods exert the greatest preventive effect against free radicals, inflammation, and the disease conditions they promote. There are almost 2,000 different phytonutrients that have so far been identified. We will concentrate on 5 of the most common and healthful categories: carotenoids, limonoids and limonenes, flavonoids, flavon-3-ols, glucosinolates, and indoles. Don't be put off by the scientific names. All these phytonutrients are found in foods you are probably already eating. Your goal should be to eat more of these antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, peptide-boosting foods. And when you know more about what they do for you, you'll be convinced that you should be adding them to your daily diet. Carotenoids are prominent among the pigments that color most fruits and vegetables. Carotenoids also lend their vivid yellow-orange-red hues to egg yolks and to wild Alaskan salmon, certain species of trout, shellfish, and birds, such as the flamingo, all of which eat large quantities of carotenoid-rich foods. Carotenoids can be found in many green vegetables as well, but their color is masked by chlorophyll, a more predominant pigment. Living things obtain their color for the most part from natural pigments, but the colors do more than just make them seem appealing. They also carry out a variety of important biological functions. They promote pro-vitamin A activity and are converted to retinol or vitamin A as needed. They reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, probably because of their antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties. They neutralize the free radicals responsible for general oxidative stress, the primary force behind inflammation. They reduce the risk of cancer, especially lung, bladder, breast, esophageal, and stomach cancers. They function as protective antioxidants in the retina and may help prevent cataracts and macular degeneration. They block sunlight-induced inflammation in the skin, which leads to wrinkles and can cause skin cancer. They help reduce pain and inflammation. The carotenoid family is divided into subgroups, two of which are known as carotenes and xanthophylls. For many years, beta-carotene attracted all the attention and was heavily studied. Recently, however, scientific interest has broadened, and other carotenoids are stimulating interest because of their potential health benefits. There is growing evidence that the way to get the most benefit is to consume a mix of carotenoids rather than large doses of any single one. Carotenes, which are found in apricots, bell peppers, chili peppers, tomatoes, parsley, beet greens, spinach, chard, collards, broccoli, kale, and romaine lettuce, enhance immune response, protect skin cells against UV radiation, and spare liver enzymes that neutralize carcinogens and other toxins. Remember, when eating any sweet carotene sources, such as carrots, winter squash, pumpkin, beets, or fruits, which all rank higher on the glycemic index, enjoy them in moderation and always eat some protein first. There are three types of carotenes. Beta-carotene is the familiar orange pigment, an antioxidant included in many multivitamin supplements. The body can easily make beta-carotene into vitamin A, but it only converts as much as it needs, so it is considered a safer source of vitamin A, especially for pregnant women. Lycopene is an antioxidant most abundant in tomatoes, but especially in processed tomato products. A diet rich in tomato juices, sauces, and soups appears to help prevent prostate, lung, stomach, and other cancers. Lycopene-rich foods may also help reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease by reducing LDL, bad cholesterol, and lowering blood pressure. Lutein is found concentrated in dark leafy greens, spinach, kale, collards, Brussels sprouts. These foods appear to reduce the risk of cataracts and age-related macular degeneration. It migrates to the retina to protect photoreceptor cells from light-generated oxygen radicals. High levels of lutein in the blood correlate with a reduced risk of lung cancer. Like carotenes, the xanthophyll group of carotenoids provides antioxidant protection. Xanthophylls also appear to protect vitamin A, vitamin E, and other carotenoids from oxidation. Among members of the xanthophyll family, three stand out for their antioxidant and preventive health power: zeaxanthin, cryptoxanthin, and astaxanthin. Zeaxanthin, found in orange bell or chili peppers, collards, kale, spinach, lima beans, green beans, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and lettuce, works with lutein to protect the eyes from sunlight damage. Cryptoxanthin, found in many of the same foods as zeaxanthin, may help prevent vaginal, uterine, and cervical cancers. Astaxanthin has been called red gold from the sea because it is the antioxidant champ of all carotenoids, 10 times more potent than beta-carotene and 100 times stronger than vitamin E. Pink and red sea creatures such as wild Alaskan salmon, rainbow trout, shrimp, lobster, crawfish, and crabs owe their beautiful coloring to astaxanthin in their diets. Wild Alaskan sockeye salmon is the astaxanthin champion with a whopping 4.5 milligrams per 4-ounce serving. Farm-raised Atlantic salmon has only 1/4 to 1/2 the astaxanthin of wild Alaskan salmon. As their names suggest, Limonoids and limonenes are found in sour citrus fruits, such as lemons, limes, and grapefruit. While related to carotenoids, they do not provide color to foods or as much antioxidant power. But limonoids and limonenes offer their own special benefits. They protect the lungs and alleviate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. They help prevent cancer by boosting the activity of detoxification enzymes in the liver. They lower blood cholesterol levels and inhibit cancer in human breast cells and colon cancer in laboratory animals. Flavonoids offer many healthful properties. The term flavonoid generally includes all of the non-carotenoid antioxidants in vegetables and fruits. Some foods rich in flavonoids include apples, bee pollen, broccoli, cabbage, capers, chili peppers, chives, cranberries, dill, elderberries, fennel, garlic, kale, leeks, lemons, onions, parsley, pears, peppermint, tarragon, and thyme. Here's an overview of the beneficial properties of flavonoids. They fight free radicals, inflammation, and inflammatory conditions, such as allergies. They help neutralize bacteria and viruses and help protect against high blood pressure and sticky blood. They inhibit the growth of cancerous tumors. They protect the vascular system and strengthen the tiny capillaries that carry oxygen and essential nutrients to all cells. They help prevent cataracts, support capillary strength, and treat chronic venous insufficiency. Most of the benefits of flavonoids stem from their antioxidant properties as powerful scavengers of free radicals. Another important property of flavonoids is their ability to raise the levels of glutathione, our primary antioxidant defense and an effective suppressor of chronic inflammation. Flavonoids are also potent anti-inflammatory tonics due to their effect on the cyclooxygenase enzymes. COX-1 enzymes help support healthy stomach, kidney, and blood platelet function and protect the lining of the intestine. COX-2 enzymes, however, cause pain and inflammation. One way to reduce active inflammation is to inhibit the COX enzymes. Aspirin, ibuprofen, and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs inhibit both COX-1 and COX-2 enzymes. This is not good, since many of the COX-1 enzymes' effects are beneficial. The most common side effect of these drugs is a greater susceptibility to silent stomach bleeding, which helps to kill an estimated 100,000 Americans each year. Flavonoids have no such side effects, since they inhibit only the inflammatory COX-2 enzyme production. COX-2 inhibitors are found in a variety of pain-relieving herbs, especially ginger and turmeric. Common flavonoids called quercetin and myrcetin, found in foods including capers, dill weed, fennel, buckwheat, bee pollen, onions, scallions, parsley, and rutabagas, are also powerful COX-2 inhibitors, in many cases working as well as prescription drugs. In 1535, sailors on French explorer Jacques Cartier's expedition to Canada fell seriously ill with scurvy. This degenerative disease of the connective tissues was caused by the typical seafarer's diet of the day, dried meat and biscuits. The crew was saved by the native people's advice to drink tea made from the bark of a local pine tree. In the 1930s, when the compound we now call vitamin C was identified as the elusive anti-scurvy nutrient in certain fruits and vegetables, it was named ascorbic, meaning anti-scurvy, acid. But to scientists contemplating Cartier's rescue, the paltry vitamin C content of pine bark had always seemed insufficient to explain the rapid recovery of his scurvy-ridden crew. In fact, it was a class of antioxidants called flavon-3-ol polyphenols in pine bark tea, not its scarce vitamin C, that was primarily responsible for rescuing Cartier and his company. It is the flavon-3-ol family that makes green tea so healthful. These compounds also make berries, pomegranates, apples, red wine, and grapes some of nature's top antioxidant foods. Flavon-3-ols excel at four preventive health tasks: protecting against dangerous oxidation of LDL, bad cholesterol, a key factor in the formation of plaque in the arteries; neutralizing the free radicals responsible for general oxidative stress, the primary force behind inflammation; blocking the genetic and cellular damage that can lead to cancer; and blocking sunlight-induced aging of skin. Anthocyanins are the antioxidant pigments that redden apples, berries, red-purple grapes, purple cabbage, eggplant, and autumn leaves. Elderberries and the Amazonian fruit called acai are the richest anthocyanin sources by far. Other rich sources in rough order of anthocyanin content include white tea, green tea, black tea, black currants, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, cherries, strawberries, broad beans, red apples, apricots, red purple cabbage, and buckwheat. Anthocyanins exhibit a variety of health benefits in animal and laboratory experiments. They protect against cancer by inhibiting inflammation, cancerous changes to cells, and tumor growth. They reduce premature brain aging and enhance memory. They help prevent macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness in people over age 65. They reduce oxidation of LDL cholesterol, reduce blood stickiness, dilate blood vessels, and improve overall heart function. And they influence the body's hormone-like eicosanoids to reduce inflammation. OPCs, oligomeric proanthocyanidins, are concentrated in the seeds and outer coatings of many plants, which unfortunately are typically removed before eating. This explains why the best supplemental sources are grapeseed extract, berry extracts, red wine extract, and pine bark extract. OPCs offer all the benefits linked to anthocyanins, plus several additional and unique preventive health and therapeutic attributes. They exert unsurpassed antioxidant effects in the body. They are 18 times more effective than vitamin C and 50 times more potent than vitamin E. They refresh the antioxidant capacity of vitamin C and vitamin E molecules, exhausted by free radical scavenging activities. This explains why some researchers call OPC vitamin C2. They are powerful anti-inflammatory agents. They promote healthy skin by preventing glycation. They help prevent cancer and can kill cancerous breast, lung, and gastric cells. They keep blood vessels strong, may help prevent and treat urinary tract infections, and promote heart health. One of the most exciting cancer prevention breakthroughs was the discovery that cruciferous vegetables, such as broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and cabbage, contain potent anti-cancer phytonutrients called indoles and glucosinolates. In fact, population studies indicate that ounce for ounce, the cancer-protecting properties of cruciferous vegetables are greater than those of other fruits or vegetables, including foods with higher antioxidant levels. There are three brightly colored foods that deserve special mention due to their superior antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, positive peptide-boosting qualities. They are pomegranates, broccoli sprouts, and blueberries. Although they are not as widely known or available, broccoli sprouts provide even more anti-cancer glucosinolates and antioxidants by weight than mature broccoli. In addition, broccoli sprouts are especially rich in glucoraphanin, a substance that boosts the body's antioxidant defense systems. An animal study published in 2004 by the National Academy of Sciences showed that a diet including glucoraphanin-rich broccoli sprouts produced stronger antioxidant defenses, less inflammation, lower blood pressure, and better cardiovascular health in just 14 weeks. The things we find out about certain foods are often quite surprising. Take the little blueberry, for instance. Who would think that this tiny fruit is one of the most beneficial rainbow foods you can find? It's true, though. Blueberries are brain food. It's not just fish anymore. Up until very recently, the belief has been that the decline in brain function in both cognitive and motor aspects is inevitable and irreversible. Consider the impaired sense of balance that is one of the telltale signs of aging. A young person can usually stand on one leg, even with eyes closed, much longer than an older person, who begins to sway and quickly needs to put down the raised leg in order to prevent a fall. We maintain our posture by automatically correcting against swaying motion. When the conduction of neural signals slows down with aging, we easily lose our balance. It turns out that daily doses of blueberries are the only treatment known that can reverse the deterioration of motor function with aging. The phytochemicals in the blueberry extract appear to speed up neural communication. Blueberry-supplemented neurons have a better ability to communicate with each other. Phytochemicals contained in blueberries prevent cell death and the loss of nerve growth factors. Blueberries allow the body a greater ability to release dopamine, an energizing stimulatory neurotransmitter. Blueberries also protect us from the loss of dopamine cells that is normally seen with aging. By increasing brain energy production and maintaining youthful brain function, dopamine exerts an extremely important anti-aging effect. And since dopamine decreases as we age, blueberries become even more important as we get older. Next time you go to the grocery store or supermarket, make your cart the most colorful one there. You don't need to buy every color at once. Try brightening up your menu a little at a time. And save some room for the 10 superfoods, foods that add even more healthful benefits to your ever-expanding list of nutritious meals. Now that your shopping cart is filled with a rainbow of colorful, healthy foods, you're probably ready to start cooking. But wait, you might want to add a few more items before you finalize your menu plans. The purpose of adding the 10 superfoods to your diet is to enable you to construct a way of eating that will help you boost your peptide power to prevent inflammation and improve your immune system, to give you vibrant, glowing skin, and to enjoy extraordinarily good health. Of course, there are more than just 10 superfoods. In fact, just about every brightly colored fruit and vegetable fits the category of a superfood, as do nuts, beans, seeds, and aromatic and brightly colored herbs and spices. The beneficial properties of each one of these superfoods could fill an entire audiobook. The 10 featured here were chosen because of their direct link to the brain-beauty connection. These foods are rich in either the essential fatty acids, antioxidants, or fiber, or, as in the case of acai, all three. In addition, I have included foods that have been proven to lower or help regulate blood sugar levels, an extremely important factor for all of those concerned with slowing the aging process and preventing diabetes, obesity, wrinkles, and a host of degenerative diseases. Although many of these foods have reported medical benefits, remember at all times that if you have any type of health problem or physical symptom, do not self-diagnose or self-medicate, even with a food or herb. Trust your medical professional first and foremost in this department. However, the 10 foods included here do have incredible health benefits. Some of the reasons to include these foods in your diet every day are to prevent or reduce inflammation, help regulate metabolism and burn body fat, lower total cholesterol and blood pressure, help protect against heart disease and cancer, help protect organs from toxins, and promote digestive health. Superfood 1, acai. It may seem odd to start this list of superfoods with one you've likely never even heard of. But studies have shown that this little berry is one of the most nutritious and powerful foods in the world. Acai is the high-energy berry of a special Amazon palm tree. Harvested in the rainforests of Brazil, acai tastes like a vibrant blend of berries and chocolate. Hidden within its royal purple pigment is the magic that makes it nature's perfect energy fruit. Acai is packed full of antioxidants, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Although acai may not be available in your local supermarket, you can find it, often in juice form, in several health food and gourmet stores, such as Whole Foods and Wild Oats. A new product featuring the unsweetened pulp is now also available, and I highly recommend that you choose this form of acai. Acai pulp contains a remarkable concentration of antioxidants that help combat premature aging, with 10 times more antioxidants than red grapes, and 10 to 30 times the anthocyanins of red wine, as well as a synergy of monounsaturated, healthy fats, dietary fiber, and phytosterols to help promote cardiovascular system and digestive tract health. It also contains an almost perfect essential amino acid complex, in conjunction with valuable trace minerals vital to muscles. The fatty acid content in acai resembles that of olive oil and is rich in monounsaturated oleic acid. Oleic acid is important for a number of reasons. It helps omega-3 fish oils penetrate the cell membrane. Together, they help make cell membranes more supple. When the cell membrane is kept supple, all hormone, neurotransmitter, and insulin receptors function more efficiently. This is particularly important because high insulin levels create an inflammatory state, and as you know, inflammation causes aging. Superfood 2, the allium family. If acai is the most exotic food on this list, the allium family of foods is perhaps the most humble. Garlic, onions, leeks, scallions, shallots, and chives contain flavonoids that stimulate the production of glutathione, the tripeptide that is the liver's most potent antioxidant. Glutathione enhances elimination of toxins and carcinogens, putting the Allium family of vegetables at the top of the list for foods that can help prevent cancer. Here are just a few benefits from members of this family. Garlic lowers total cholesterol, but raises HDL, or good cholesterol. It lessens the risk of hardening of the arteries and lowers blood pressure. Garlic reduces the risk of blood clots, which cause the majority of strokes and heart attacks. It destroys infection-causing viruses and bacteria, reduces the risk of certain cancers, produces more natural killer cells in the blood to fight tumors and infections, helps fight against neurological diseases, and enhances detoxification by reducing toxins. For optimum effect, eat garlic raw. Cooking can destroy some of the allicin compound, which is the active constituent. Onions inhibit the growth of cancerous cells, increase HDL cholesterol, reduce total cholesterol levels, and increase blood clot dissolving activity. They also help prevent colds, stimulate the immune system, lower blood sugar levels in diabetics, have antibacterial and antifungal properties, reduce the risk of certain cancers, and help relieve stomach upset and other gastrointestinal disorders. Onions contain two powerful antioxidants, sulfur and quercetin. Both help neutralize the free radicals in the body and protect the membranes of the body's cells from damage. Leeks have all of the healthy properties of the Allium family. However, leeks also contain vitamin B6, vitamin C, folate, manganese, iron, and fiber. This particular combination of nutrients makes leeks particularly helpful in stabilizing blood sugar, since they not only slow the absorption of sugars from the intestinal tract, but also help ensure that they are properly metabolized in the body. Remember, the stabilization of blood sugar is one of the most important goals of the Pericone Promise. Spikes in blood sugar accelerate aging, wrinkles, and a host of degenerative diseases. Superfood 3. Barley. This ancient grain is sadly overlooked by today's culinary trendsetters, yet it is one of the grains with the greatest health benefits, as well as delightful flavor and versatility. Barley can be used as a delicious breakfast cereal, in soups and stews, and as a rice substitute for dishes such as risotto. Not only is barley a low glycemic grain, but it is also high in both soluble and insoluble fiber. Soluble fiber helps the body metabolize fats, cholesterol, and carbohydrates, and lowers blood cholesterol levels. Insoluble fiber, commonly called roughage, promotes a healthy digestive tract and reduces the risk of cancers affecting it, such as colon cancer. Dietary fiber is critical to health, yet few people in our modern society even come close to the recommended daily intake. Many experts believe that good health begins in the colon, and without sufficient fiber in the diet, we run the risk of a host of diseases, ranging from hemorrhoids to colon cancer. The fiber found in barley provides food for the beneficial bacteria in the large intestine. This is important because the good bacteria can crowd out the disease-causing bacteria in the intestinal tract, resulting in greater health and disease resistance. Barley is sold in many forms, all of which are nutritious, but hulled barley, in which the outer hull is left intact, is richer in fiber and contains more nutrients than other forms, such as pearl barley or Scotch barley. Eating hulled barley on a regular basis lowers blood cholesterol levels and protects against cancer because the high fiber content helps speed food through the digestive tract, and because it is a good source of selenium, shown to significantly reduce the risk of colon cancer. It is a good source of niacin, the B vitamin that is cardioprotective. It slows starch digestion, which may help keep blood sugar levels stable. It provides high concentrations of tocotrienols, the superform of vitamin E, and provides lignans, phytochemicals that function as antioxidants. Women who consume lignans are less likely to develop breast cancer. Superfood 4. Green foods. When we talk about green foods here, we're referring to a group of foods that includes young cereal grasses, such as barley grass and wheatgrass, as well as blue-green algae, known as BGA. Nutritionally, they are close cousins to dark green leafy vegetables, but they offer far greater levels of nutrient density. In other words, an ounce of these concentrated green foods contains much more of the beneficial phytonutrients than is found in an ounce of green vegetables.